We're here at AirVenture 2018. It is another wonderful day. Our next guest is Bill Ross, who is Vice President Product Support at Superior Air Parts. And Superior has a huge presence on the field this year at AirVenture 2018. Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you are teaching people how to work on and really educating people about Superior's products.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Amy. Superior Air Parts has been around since 1967, and we're a very customer-focused company. And one of the things that we really want to do is to help our general aviation customers and fellow general aviation people to get the most out of their aircraft and to try to mitigate some of the rising costs of operating and owning an airplane. Our catchphrase, if you will, is making flying affordable since 1967. And we do that through making superior products. Another thing is through trying to assist in the education of our customers and our operators to get the most out of the product. So we have lots of seminars every day in our forum, all of which are geared toward providing good information that may be the catalyst to ask good questions of their mechanic, best practices, what does a compression test mean, things like that that are really based in getting the most out of our aircraft, not spending money unwisely for unnecessary repairs, but to do the things that are necessary in order to increase the durability and reliability and safety of the products that they operate. And we do that, we've been doing that for several years now here at AirVenture. We have a great crowd every day, so when you come to the seminars, you want to come early. We are kind of a small group. We have about 75 chairs, so we can really interact with customers, answer a lot of good questions that they have. And they're not geared toward making you a mechanic or making you giving you the ability to go to perform your own maintenance, but it may plant the seed to ask those right questions of your maintenance provider so that he's doing the right thing. You know, just because we have an A&P does not mean that's the end of the world. They gave me one, and it's not hard to get.
That's beautiful. We're talking with Bill Ross. He is the Vice President of Product Support at Superior Air Parts. Bill, there are several of these seminars this week, and they've got some really intriguing titles. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, just this morning I talked about engine leaning, and I know that's a big topic amongst many pilots today. How to operate the aircraft or operate the engine to save fuel and be kind to it at the same time. So I did that just this morning, and one of our partners, Ram Aircraft, did a seminar on engine longevity and maximizing that. CamGuard, who makes an additive for aviation engines, talked about engine longevity and reliability in their product. And there's more. It's not a sales pitch. It's actually a very good information. We really do care. All of both us and our partners really do care that the customer get the maximum amount of use and time and everything out of our products, that they go the distance and do so safely. We do that through these educational forums. Tomorrow morning, we'll be doing a compression testing forum where we'll actually do a compression test on an engine that we've brought to AirVenture. We'll let members of the audience actually assist in that, borescope inspections, things like that.
I've done the compression check, so I do. It's really cool because it's very tactile. It's very you see the dial and everything, but you're actually kind of putting some pressure in
you
there,
sure
and you
are.
feel feeling that.
You sure are. And we'll learn about what the numbers actually mean and what to expect from a borescope inspection and things like that. And again, even if you're not a mechanic and you're not mechanically inclined, we will provide you some information to go back and talk to your mechanic. Is he doing it or she doing it in accordance with manufacturer's instructions and using the best practices in doing so?
How many mechanics do you think end up in your audiences?
We have quite a few. We have a lot of mechanics and those that hold an inspection authorization that are there. I know that because a lot of them come up and say, hey, can I get IA credit for that? And yes, the forms that we do are good for IA credit. If you're needing an IA renewal, you can get an hour's credit for each seminar.
And let's enlighten people. The IA is the person who has the ability to sign off your annual inspection.
That is correct.
That's really important. And a lot of the difference between the A&P and the IA is experience.
Right.
An IA is an experienced A&P before they can even apply it, but also paperwork, knowledge of and understanding of the paperwork
that's correct
involved in keeping your airplane legal.
Right. And they also have to have the technical data
there you go
to be working on that airplane. And that's a very important piece of the puzzle and something that we talk about in a lot of these seminars. And I've made mention that if your mechanic has never heard of this, you know, in the seminar we're talking about, chances are you need a new mechanic. And I've even gone so far as to say that if he's your brother-in-law and in the interest of family harmony, you want to keep him employed as your mechanic, you can get him to us and we can assist with the education and provide the tools and the proper documentation and the paperwork and technical data that they need to maintain the engine properly.
People don't understand sometimes that if that's not done right, you're not flying a legal airplane. And where I have seen the issues is when they go to sell that airplane. When they go to sell that airplane, all of a sudden they discover that 337s are missing for major changes. And it's a mess and it's expensive.
It is. And Amy, that is an excellent point, and it's something that we do cover in the discussions, that the cheapest annual is not always the way to go. And it will come around, and one way or the other, you're going to pay for it. And to wait and forego a lot of these things that need to be done do have a hindrance to reliability and safety of the engine and the longevity. And when it comes to resale value and, oh, these things haven't been done and they've been foregone, you know, over and over and over, and then that certainly affects aircraft value. And all those things have to be done before, you know, the aircraft can be sold. So you really hit the nail on the head with that. That is a very good point.
We are speaking with Bill Ross. He's the Vice President of Product Support at Superior Air Parts. So paperwork is very important, obviously, to the A&P. It's very important that the owner understands that. Even if they're the owner of an experimental airplane, paperwork is important. We've found it missing.
Yes.
We found no logs whatsoever, you know, even indicating that the 40 hours was flown off.
Right.
And again, that's how do you, I mean, it's, you end up with a forensic A&P or IA.
That's very, very true. And many of our customers are in the experimental market, and that is true. They have to, it's very important that these things be done all along the way. They will absolutely, coming to these forums discussing some of these topics that we're bringing up, will no doubt save money in the long run for the total aircraft ownership cost. When we don't do the things that are required and we continue to put them off, that will obviously come around and bite us sooner or later.
Well, service bulletins and ADs are something that are very gray for a lot of people.
Certainly.
In the experimental world, and yet you and I both know if a manufacturer has put out a service bulletin or an AD, an airworthiness directive, they're saying there's something that needs to be fixed.
Right, right. I joke about that in the seminars, that if we tell you to do a compression test, or we in a service bulletin ask you to do some type of maintenance, we don't get a kickback from the compression test fairies or something like that.
Exactly.
We're doing this, and we're making these recommendations based on the experience. We've designed the engine. We've seen the product field performance over years, and we do that to help you mitigate those costs of ownership and increase the reliability and safety. And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Bill, where can customers who are not at EAA Air Venture this week find information about Superior Air Parts on the web and maybe get to you in the product support division?
Absolutely. That's a very good question. People that are not attending Air Venture, they can go to our website at superiorairparts.com. And actually, last year, I debuted a book that I wrote. Our vice president of marketing says, you know, people come up and they ask, when you do a presentation, they ask for a copy of it or some type of excerpt from it or something like that. Why don't you put together a book? I never thought in the world that I would ever write a book. But lo and behold, I sat down and started going, and before I know it, it was done. And we gave it away, again, as in the spirit that it was written, was to actually help our customers. And so it is full of things on compression testing and best practices and how to lean the engine and how to ask questions of your mechanic and all that. It's about 130-page books, free of charge. You can download it free from our website. Go to our website, download it to your iPad or Kindle or what have you, and you'll find that it's written for owners to be better prepared for maintenance and questions that may come up with their mechanic.
Bill Ross, Vice President, Product Support, Superior Air Parts. Thank you so much for taking the time to stop by EAA Radio today.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you very much.